Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
What's up, Ty?
Nothing, man.
What's wrong?
My phone. I think you pay my phone bill. You know what I mean?
If you were working.
My mom in the hospital. I gotta be having my mom in the hospital. She having her gastritis messing with her. So I've been going through a lot of stuff with my folks. They keep calling me. I can receive calls. I just can't call out. So they've been blowing, FaceTime me because I'm connected to the internet. With all this drama, I don't got time for because she in the hospital and I can't do nothing. I ain't got no call.
I got you. Now, I do need to let you know that if you don't improve on your attendance, you will lose your at-home privileges, and you will have to come back in office.
I know. I just said that. I was just telling my
I know. I understand. Life happens, and sometimes it's not even nice. I get it. I promise. I gotta do my job, Todd.
That's what I said. Next week, I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna do better next week because I moved and stuff, so I got bills and stuff to pay now, so I ain't got no choice but to do better. I really ain't got no choice.
I expect you to do better because, Ty, this ain't for me. This is for you. You know that. You know my only job is to help you.
Yeah, I know that. I am not saying it ain't because I know I be messing up. I really know I be messing up. But I'm doing so much better. I got to focus. It's stuff I need and stuff I want. I got to get done anyways.
Preaching to the choir, Ty, I promise.
I'm not preaching for real. Right. Like, I'm really finna do better, like, on my soul, like, on my kids. Because, I'm going to do better. It's just too much going on right now, and everybody killing me.
I'm trying to help. I can't help myself. You got to cut them off and focus on you.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm going to do.
You got to ask yourself, would a real friend or would a real family member inhibit you from your job?
You right.
Because in the end, you got to ask yourself, who's looking out for you? You. That's who. Don't let none of them mess you up. Because, Ty, you are an awesome agent. You're one of the best that I have. But your attendance. That's ridiculous. You dropped since I sent you home. You told me it was going to get better.
I was planning on to get better. I ain't know so much stuff. Then I'm stuck in the house. I, like, for real, like, no and work employee stuff. Like, I'm literally stuck in the house. Can't even go get no food. Like, and then I done ran low on money. Can't order no food. Like, I be stressed out for real. Like, I've really been stressed out.
I understand.
I ain't going to tell you no story.
I've been there.
I have roommates, but they gone out of town. Like, they got their taxes or whatever, so they gone. So I'm just here now. I can't even depend on them to take me over because they gone. They done hit the roads. As soon as they money gone, left, they hit the road and left me right in the damn house.
See? Case in point. No one's looking out for you but you.
So
Don't let none of them mess up your employment. Don't do it. They're not worth it. You know they're not.
Yeah, well, come Monday, I'm going to get
You know, you're too good for that. Good.
I'm going
to get... Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but I will believe it when I see it.
I'm going to show you what I did. I'm going to show you. Even though the customer be getting on there, I'm going to show you.
Exactly. Prove me.
Yeah, I ain't going to say I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I got you.
Right. Actions speak louder than words, always.
And then I did see you call my phone, but I couldn't call... I seen you call my phone, but I can listen to the voicemail, but I couldn't call back because my phone off.
I got you. You have Teams on your phone, don't you?
No.
Oh. Email?
Yeah, I have my email, but not this the job email.
Oh. I got you. All right, look, my dear. You and I both know that I have been talking to you and talking to you and talking to you about your break times. Since the beginning of January, on the 18th, you used 52 minutes of break when you were only allotted the 36. So you know that's almost 20 minutes that you did not get paid for because you went over on break?
Yes, I know. My roommate, Dad, came and started a whole argument because she wrecked his car. And I couldn't be on the phone with all that hollering and stuff.
Okay, I got it.
But then that would have been a problem.
Yeah, I understand. You need to cut them types of people out your life, ma'am.
Well, yeah. Right now, they helping me because
no
I'm not...
You.
I know, but they helping me because I'm not sleeping on my auntie's couch no more and begging her to take me, you know, to work.
Okay, so don't let them interfere with your calls.
Yes, I'm going to start keeping my door closed. I stay in my room anyways. I really don't come out my room unless I got to bathe. But
you sound like me.
I really don't come out this room for real. But I'm next week gonna be better. You gonna see.
I hope so. I really do.
It is. I can guarantee you that.
All right. So this is going to be a developmental coaching.
I know.
For break adherence, which is violation of company policy. Keep in mind, only you can fix this when it comes to time adherences. I can give you those pages that break it down over and over and over again. What I really would like for you to start doing, it'll give you a better bird's eye view. Whenever you want to submit for a break request, it's always a good idea to teams, whatever lead is holding teams at the time, to ask them how much break time you've already used. That way you'll have an amount in your head and you'll see that, you know what I mean? And that'll help you keep from going over.
Okay.
We can also do that with follow-up, although I don't really notice you have an issue with follow-up, so I'm not even going to really stress that.
No,
but
I don't have
it. For an 8-hour shift, you're only allowed 20 minutes of follow-up.
I don't really do follow-up.
Right, because Ty, I'm telling you, you are a great agent. You have the ability and the skill to move up through ASK. We just got to get these time adherences, whether it be logging in on time or not going over. We get these fixed, Ty, if you can get that, because honestly, I think you'd be a great escalations agent. I really do. You can calm down your customers. You are very capable of explaining it to them. But I need you to help me help you, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I catch.
All right, so I'm going to recap real quick. I will need your autograph on that violation of company policy developmental coaching. I usually give about a week before I go in and mark them as refused to sign. I would say get your attendance up to a 90% and keep it there for 2 months. And then we can consider moving you up to escalations because we have to have consistency when it comes to escalations. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got any final questions for me, my dear?
No, ma'am. Where do I sign the thing? My email?
Here, give me 1 second. No, because it's in... It's in your agent overview. Let me pull that link real quick. I'm going to pop in and take over your screen real quick. Wrong thing. They better not log into mine. Okay. All right. So when you go in, because you didn't sign your last one for your production issue.
I ain't see it.
So what you'll do, I got you. What you'll do is you'll go in. This box right here is where you say whatever you need to say regarding how you feel about this right here. Then you'll come down here, change this refusal to sign to no, put your name, and then whatever today's date is, and then submit it. and it'll take you back to the other page, and then you would do the same for the other one. Okay?
Well, let me do it now while you're still online. You said...
Okay. I just released control of your computer, so you should be fine now. So that box is for you to say what you want to say.
I don't got nothing to say.
Like, you understand? Okay.
Okay. Spelled it wrong.
You sound like me. My verbiage has been trash lately. I've been literally tripping over my words, girl.
And then I put my name right here.
Mm-hmm. And then submit. I'm going to let you do the other one by your lonesome. I know you can get this fixed, Ty. You got all of my faith and all of my prayers. I don't know what your religion is, but you forgot a step. You got to change it to no. Yeah, there you go. Date.
Oh, the date. Dang, I can go back to it.
It's the bottom one. Mm-hmm. The gray box. Top one.
Oh.
There you go. All right. Talk to me. Questions, comments, concerns?
No, I ain't got no question, comment.
All right. You know, if you do, reach out to me. Let me know. I know that I'm on an earlier shift now, but if it's like an immediate question, you know, reach out to any of the available leads. If it's something more personal or private, you know, just PM me when I come back in. I will be looking into whatever you teach me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a great rest of your shift, and I am hoping for the best for you. Okay, Ty?
All right. I got you.
All right. You have a good day, okay?
Same to you.
All right. Bye, dear.